Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. Cuddles for Kids has delivered more than 100,000 toys and stuffed animals to children who are hospitalized. The organization was actually founded by a kid 10 years ago. Now, as a college student, he keeps spreading smiles among young patients, one teddy bear at a time.
And it started kind of over the holidays, and we would give out stuffed animals during Christmas around that time. And now it's grown to, you know, we give out, you know, stuffed animals all year round, and we help whoever we can. Connor Higgins, and I'm the founder of Cuddles for Kids. Well, this started 10 years ago. I was 9 years old. I'm 19 now.
Robin Higgins. Connor started Cuddles for Kids 10 years ago after my husband suffered a double bypass. He was given a cardiac bear, which protects his chest scars, and he hugs, you know, when he was coughing. And so Connor was just amazed that, you know, his father was given a teddy bear. And he asked the nurse, he said, do other kids and patients get teddy bears? Bears in the hospital? And the nurse said, no, you know, your dad's special, that's why he gets one.
From that moment, it was almost a light bulb idea, you know.
And we're, you know, 10 years later, 107,000 items, $13,000 in grants. It's crazy to think of all that.
My name is Ken Rudek, and I'm manager of Child Life and Volunteer Services.
Where are we right now?
We're in Austin's playroom on the sixth floor of Children's Hospital. This room it got its name from Austin Lemieux, Mario Lemieux's son, who was a patient here a long time ago.
Today we brought 660, which for the Lemieux Foundation, we thought that was appropriate. We brought everything to, you know, stuffed animals, to coloring books, crayons, you know, toys, anything really that a kid can get their hands on and enjoy, we brought.
This is a place where children come to be children, to play. They can draw, they can play video games, they can do Legos. They forget for a minute that they're in a hospital setting. To them, this is just a wonderful giant playroom. This is their safe zone to come and play and be a child.
It's definitely a special moment for myself. I know coming here, we would come to Children's for probably about a year now. We would just come and, you know, we would interact with the kids. And just to see them smile, because I know they're going through a lot, and it almost hurts you. But just to be able to help them get through it and help them be right by their side with it and give them something as small as a stuffed animal is special.
He's a typical boy, just with a heart of gold. He's very humble, and I'm extremely proud of him. It's just, it's like sometimes I step back and I go, oh my gosh, whose kid is that? You know, like, and his father and I are just so proud of him.
I'm very grateful to have all the support that I do. You know, my parents have been right beside me with this ever since it started. My friends, my school, you know, my high school, and even my soccer team now at La Roche have been a huge part of it. It's definitely grown, and we get, you know, more and more donations every year, and we collect all year round, and we have a garage full of, you know, stuffed animals. You know, the littlest things go the longest way, and that's something I've always kept in the back of my mind. And just to be able to do something like this is extremely special for myself and my charity.
More information about Connor Higgins' Cuddles for Kids and how to support his charity can be found at wesa.fm/difference. And while you're there, nominate someone you think is making a difference in our community.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.